Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for March 30th, 2026. Today is Monday in Holy Week. This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. Here ends the reading. This is one of those classic Pauline passages in which the apostle seems to be excelling in religious double talk. In addition to the rhetorical circularity, Paul is using words that aren't exactly words we use in everyday conversation. Consolation, suffering, and affliction being the most prominent. While we know what it means to console someone, what does consolation mean in this context? Are afflictions synonymous with suffering? And besides, who wants to talk about those things? It's no accident that this passage from 2 Corinthians has been assigned for today. We are already 2 days along in our Holy Week journey. As I mentioned in my Palm Sunday sermon yesterday, from the moment Jesus entered the city gates of Jerusalem, the die was cast. He was on his way to suffering and death because suffering and death were what happened to prophets who challenged the powerful. And somehow, in Christ's suffering, according to Paul, we are consoled. Again, the language is counterintuitive for those of us who approach our religion through the supposed lens of rationality. We want a religion that is nice and tidy, a fairy tale of rainbows and unicorns and happy endings. But such a religion is not realistic. In Paul's world, as in our own, suffering abounded. And rather than avoiding it or attempting to prove it didn't exist, Paul asserted that, rather than inoculating us from suffering, God's mercy strengthens us to face suffering. And as the apostle states plainly in the 8th chapter of Romans, these sufferings are momentary when compared to the new creation which will be born in due course. While we seek to avoid suffering at all costs, for the first few centuries of Christianity, suffering was seen as a way in which followers of Jesus could more fully understand the suffering Christ underwent for the whole world. Through identifying with Jesus in suffering, the faithful follower could experience the consolation of God's love in a deeper fashion. Of course, we understand that suffering is a part of the human condition, but we resist it nonetheless. And yet, we see in Jesus' suffering in his last days a model of unrelenting and nearly unfathomable faithfulness and love. God grant us the grace to receive the consolations of Christ's presence so that we may bear the sufferings of this present time, confident in the new creation that awaits us in God's unfinished future. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.